Adam Laxalt gets into the race, as expected, he's going to be deemed a front runner. But this guy, Sam Brown, I think is somebody that people need to take a look at and keep their eye on. You know, Adam's not going to have just an easy slam dunk. I don't think he's going to be able to clear the field this time out like he was able to do for the gubernatorial field 2 years ago.
Was there a question as to whether he would go after the Senate seat or go after Sisolak?
Who, Adam?
Adam.
You know, originally, I mean, a long time ago, this is probably even pre-COVID, you know, there was talk that maybe Adam would go for another run, a rerun, a rematch with Sisolak, but that's pretty much been taken off the table. I think everybody agrees that there's no way he's going to be running for governor. If he runs for anything at all, he'll be running for the U.S. Senate.
Do you believe any of the polling that seems to be coming out saying, oh, people love Sisolak and he's done a great job on this and a great job on that? That's not what I hear from people on the street. Is that what you're hearing?
No, I mean, those polling numbers come from the Sisolak family, I believe. That's where they're getting that number from. I don't think they're polling the general public. I mean, it's possible. Folks, don't believe any of these polls. Any of them at this point. It's way too early. It's way too soon to start with. Secondly, everybody and their uncle who can pick up the phone and make a phone call is now calling themselves a pollster. Some do it well. Very few do it well. And others just run numbers and maybe they're using an auto dialer and they don't screen out to make sure that there's a comparable number of Democrats and Republicans. So, folks, just don't listen to any of the polls right now. It's way too soon. They're absolutely meaningless, and I wish the media would stop reporting on them.
We're going to check some of the other races to see who on the Republican side has already announced, who is looking to get into a race. We'll do that and more coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 3:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and you are still very slow, only averaging about 35 miles per hour through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're bumper-to-bumper southbound 15 at Oakey, 15 northbound at Sahara, ditto on that. Those lane restrictions there on the 515 will continue for some time on the 515 east at Main Street all the way up to Eastern in both directions. So you're going to have some slowing through there. And do expect some backups on that transition ramp. As you leave Interstate 15 northbound, you're merging over to the 515 towards Henderson. You're really backed up through there as well.
World famous Vegas Strip. AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ.
Can Chris Bryant be the hero in just his second home game with the Giants? Two on, two out, ninth inning. The pitch. Bryant, ground ball to first. Knocked down by Walker. It rolls away. Picks it up. Throws to first. Out in time. Bryant slides in safely.
That's the action courtesy of the Giants Radio Network. 8-7, the final over the Diamondbacks on Tuesday. San Francisco with wins in three straight. They keep a four-game lead atop the NL West over the Dodgers, who shut out the Phillies 5-0. The Angels split a doubleheader at Toronto, winning the opener 6-3, falling 4-0 in the nightcap. The Padres nipped the Marlins 6-5. Oakland with a 4-3 win at Cleveland, the A's move into sole possession of the last American League wildcard spot. Download the free Score app. Lightning fast updates so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for families back on the road. Kids in suitcases jammed in the back, earbuds tangled in the dog, heading to see Aunt Jasmine and her rock garden. Admit it, you missed this. And Motel 6 has been missing you. With our clean, comfortable rooms and great low rates, we've been giving families on the move the perfect roadside rest for almost as long as Aunt Jasmine's been putting rocks in her yard. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chuck Booth joining us. Final segment, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. You can get this on a regular basis, and it's so cool. It's always topical, and it's always insightful, and it's always good to have Chuck online with us. Chuck, I know we were talking about the Senate race, the gubernatorial race. The Republicans who have either announced or are about to announce. You have any ideas on that?
Yeah, there's at this point it's a two candidate race. I mean, there's probably a half a dozen who have announced, but the two that are credible and viable at this point would be Las Vegas Sheriff or Metro Sheriff Joe Lombardo and North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee. I'm told on good authority that absolutely former U.S. Senator Dean Heller is going to get into this race and probably announce sometime around Labor Day. As well, and then there's still the outside chance that Congressman Mark Amadei might jump in, but I think the longer this goes, the less likely it is that he's going to join the gubernatorial race. I think he's going to have enough trouble holding on to his congressional seat for Republicans, because redistricting that's going to happen later this fall will probably make his congressional district a little bit more competitive, if not a lot more competitive, than it has been in the past, and we need to hold that congressional seat if we're going to get control of the House of Representatives next year.
How difficult will it be to unseat Dina Titus, or is that something the Democrats, because we keep hearing there's going to be a primary for Dina Titus, is that something that the Democrats will accomplish on their own?
Well, the Democrats are very good at playing this game where they move people in and out through power struggles rather than through primaries. And of course, I'm not attuned to what's going on in the Democrat inner circles, obviously. But the scuttlebutt is that Joe Biden is going to appoint Dina Titus to something, an ambassadorship or something, to get her out of that first congressional district seat, because she is facing a serious primary challenge. No Republican can win that district. But she is vulnerable to a primary challenge coming at her from the left, because it is such an overwhelmingly Democrat majority district. So the way to make everybody happy would be to give her some plum ambassadorship, maybe to Greece, I think is where she wants to go, or some other plum government job in his administration, to get her out of that congressional seat and open it up for the primary challenger.
CD3, CD4, what do you see?
CD3 will remain the most competitive of Nevada's four congressional districts. As far as I'm concerned, I know there's at least four, maybe five candidates who have announced in CD3 already, but the star of the bunch there is April Becker. She ran for the state Senate last time, ran one heck of a campaign, gave the Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, the Democrat, a real run for her money. And some believe that, really, April won that race if it hadn't been for the shenanigans of the Clark County Election Department. But she is absolutely the strongest candidate to take that district. And then CD4 was closer than I thought it was going to be the last time. And if you look at the, again, Kevin, it all depends on how they draw the lines. But if you look at the census numbers, it looks like they're going to have to move a lot of Republicans out of Mark Amadei's second congressional district and into Stephen Horsford's fourth congressional district, which means that district could become a lot more competitive and possibly open that up to a possible challenge by a Republican in 2022.
I'm just wondering if Sam Peters, who has already announced and is already working in that CD4 race, does he have a chance to unseat Horsford?
Well, he's going to have to win the Republican primary first. I mean, he ran the last time. I can't remember. I know he didn't win. I think he maybe came in second or third. But there's at least two other candidates that I know. They're credible candidates. There's a gentleman by the name of Tony Lane. I think he used to play basketball for UNLV. I've seen him at a lot of Republican events in the past couple of months. So, Tony's going to vie for that seat. And what's interesting is that it is more of an urban seat in North Las Vegas, where you do have a strong African-American community and Hispanic community. Tony Lane is black, and that may play well, you know, in his favor in the primary. And then I can't remember her name, Kevin, but I believe she was the head of Latinos for Trump in Southern Nevada. And I believe she's already she's running for CD4, and I do remember seeing her kickoff video, and that was extremely well done. I mean, I was really impressed with that. It all comes down to all three of them seem like they're good, solid, conservative Republican candidates, but people have to remember, it's not the best candidate who wins, it's the best campaign. Part of that is you got to raise a lot of money, and so we're going to have to wait and see if these other candidates. I know Sam's been good at raising money. Let's see what Tony Lane and this other lady can do with the fundraising side.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Chuck, if folks want to check out your Muth's Truth, by the way, what are you writing about this week?
Today, I actually wrote about how important Republican primaries are going to be, especially for state assembly races in the 2022 cycle. And then we may have something coming out on this whole COVID vaccine thing tomorrow. And if people want to sign up for it, just go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com. So it's easy to remember. freenewsletterfromchuck.com. That'll redirect you right to the subscription page.
And by the way, I love the line in your piece today. It's the primary, stupid. I love that stuff. Hey, Chuck, always good, man. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
You got it, Kevin. Enjoy.
Thank you. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The one subject I didn't get to cover with Chuck Muth, and that is the Andrew Cuomo resignation yesterday. Just bizarre. I mean, the more you hear about this story, the worse it gets. And I found it fascinating. Last night, Karen Hinton, a former Andrew Cuomo victim, had this reaction to the resignation speech, which was really, there wasn't a lot of contrition in the Andrew Cuomo resignation speech. But this was Karen Hinton last night on CNN.
I was glad he resigned. But I'm not gloating over it today. It's a sad day for New York because what he did to those 11 women was unforgivable. And not acknowledging what he did as sexual harassment, gender discrimination, sexual abuse is only a sign that he will not accept reality.
So
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, meanwhile, I do think that he's accomplished much as a governor. I mean, we have marriage equality in New York, minimum wage increase, paid family leave. All those things are important to New Yorkers, but so is his treatment of his, mostly his women staff. And to not take responsibility for what he did is not a way to apologize to those 11 women.
So I do want to point out, I do want to share a little bit more of what the governor said. He did say, I take full responsibility. You'll hear that from him in just a moment. There were more of his remarks, though, that I think maybe what you're referring to. Let's take a listen to this moment.
Okay. I take full responsibility for my actions. In my mind, I've never crossed the line with anyone. But I didn't realize the extent to which the line has been redrawn. The report said I sexually harassed 11 women. That was the headline people heard and saw and reacted to. The reaction was outrage. It should have been. However, it was also false.
You know, the governor signed, of course, a sexual harassment legislation in 2019 that specifically addressed that shifting line. He said today the women who came forward also taught him an important lesson. But based on what I'm hearing for you, it sounds like maybe there is still more to be learned.
He mouthed the words, "I take full responsibility." But in truth, he did not take full responsibility. He blamed the 11 women, he blamed the news media, he blamed his political opponents, he blamed everyone but himself. So merely saying, "I apologize, I'm sorry for what I did," and then defying what those 11 women have laid out, as well as allowing his own attorney to do so only moments before he resigned, in very detailed examples of how his lawyer, as well as the governor himself, believes they're not telling the truth. And that's going to be their argument if they are faced with a charge and they have to go to trial. That will be their argument.
Yeah. Yeah. Karen Hinton, that was on Fox last night with Shannon Bream. Not CNN. When we come back, a guy that knows what it's like to be governor of the state of New York, George Pataki. Yeah, George Pataki has some thoughts on the passing of Andrew Cuomo. We'll do that more coming up. And also, don't forget tomorrow on the program, very excited, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas will join us. He's going to be at the Basque Fry on Saturday. Before that, he will visit with us tomorrow. So make sure you're there for that. Stay with us. More to do. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Hutchison & Steffen Law Firm. When you have a dispute with government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison & Steffen. Call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th Annual Bass Cry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bass Cry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. I promise I'll let you hear from George Pataki, the former governor of New York State. This was George Pataki with Neil Cavuto yesterday on Fox News Channel. His reaction to the Cuomo resignation speech.
You know, it's just so bizarre. First of all, I think it was inevitable that the governor was either going to be impeached or he was going to resign. And he didn't resign out of a sense of remorse or acknowledgement that he had this hideously toxic work environment. It was because he wanted to do the right thing, and that's just not the case. And he did it because he would have been impeached. The Attorney General's report was done thoroughly, professionally, in a balanced way by an elected Democrat, and yet he says it was all politics. It wasn't politics. It was his behavior, not just with the 11 women whose credibility was upheld by the Attorney General, but on the nursing homes, on the abuse of state resources for his family, for the book, so many other things. And it was just time. It was long past time for Governor Cuomo to leave.
You know, obviously everything changed, Governor, when his own party turned on him. Better than 7 out of 10 assemblymen and state legislators of the Democratic bent said he should go. That really changed it, didn't it? It's one thing to fight Republicans, quite another your own party.
He would have stayed. If he thought he had the slightest chance of not being impeached, there's no way he would have gone. But ultimately, when the Democrats realized that, and I don't think they wanted to impeach him, I think they just finally concluded that they had to do it, or they would look like they were covering up. So this isn't a day for celebration. This is really a day for looking into the future and hoping that we can do better next time.
Well, we'll find out. Kathy Hochul is the governor-elect, if you will. She'll take over in 13 days, and she had a news conference today and said all the right things. And, you know, she did say that people that are tainted by the Andrew Cuomo legacy and the controversy will probably not have a place in her new administration, which I think is probably, which I honestly believe is probably a good thing. A little bit later on in the program, we don't have time to get it in now, but I'm going to let you hear from Jason Whitlock. If you don't know who Jason Whitlock is, he's been on ESPN, he's been a lot of different places, and I've known Jason Whitlock for going on, I don't know, 30 years, something like that. He was a sports columnist for the Kansas City Star back in the 80s and 90s. And then he decided to not do sports. And he followed a career track that was very similar to mine, in that he had achieved some notoriety at the national level while he was in Kansas City, and then eventually it became too big for Kansas City, and he ended up getting a gig at ESPN and different places like that. He was talking with Tucker Carlson last night about Black Lives Matter and others who he claims